21. This is when David is running for his life, that he is afraid that Shaul is going to kill him, and Yonatan gave him the message that Shaul really means it, that he is after him. This is David chapter 21, Derek Hafalef Pasukhalef, sentence 1, Vayakom Vayelach. David HaMelech left after they say goodbye to each other. Yonatan Ba'ir, Yonatan went back home, Vayavod David Nova. Nova Elachim Melech HaKohen. The Mishkan at the time was in the city Nov, and the Kohen was Achimelech. Not his real name, it's just a title. He comes to him, so it means he ran away for his life and took a few days till he arrived in Nov. But if he read Achimelech Likrat David, Achimelech the Kohen Gadol was very scared. When he saw David, Vayemalo Madua Ata Levadecha Ve'ish En Itach. Simple explanation is, David was running for his life, even though at the time he served as the chief of staff or the hero at the army of Shaul HaMelech, since Shaul is trying to kill him, there's no information how he ran. Some Chachamim say he had a horse, he had even a special horse. It took him 3 days to reach Nov, the city of the Mishkan. He comes to the city, so the Kohen HaGadol was very scared. He says he's surprised that David HaMelech by himself. He says usually David HaMelech was walking and accompanied by people, since he was a very important person, and he sees him as not without anybody. ויאמר דוד לאחימלך הכהן, המלך ציווני דבר, ויאמר אלי איש על ידי המהומה, I'm here because the king sent me. Of course it's a lie, but maybe he's allowed to say that, of course, maybe because it's called pikuach nefesh, Shaul is trying to kill him, so of course it's pikuach nefesh, somebody is trying to kill someone, so you're allowed to do anything to save your life. So of course maybe you allow also to say certain things, that's true. But that's what he's telling him. He's telling him that the king told me that nobody should know. Et ha-davar asher anuchi shokhacha, this is a special mission that I was sent by Shaul HaMelech, v'asher tziviticha, and I commanded, I ordered you to do something, nobody should know. Et ha-ne'arim, it's not true that I'm by myself. The second lie, if you may say. It says, I'm not by myself, there are some people coming with me, but Odati, Yodati, El Makom, Ploni, Almoni, I told them to stay someplace because they don't have to know what I'm doing, and they're waiting for me someplace around the corner. Again, it's a lie. Again, maybe you're allowed to say a lie, since it's Pikuach Nefesh, since Shaul wants to kill him, so he's saying it, he's making it up. If you have any 5 loaves of bread, give it to me. Or you tell you whatever you have. Somebody needs 5 bread. Where do you get this number? So the explanation is that he said that he's going to take some bread for the people that are stationed someplace, and he's going to get bread for them as well because he's on the way, on the trip, on the mission, and he has no food. ויאמר הכהן דוד ויאמר אין לחם חול אל תחת ידי. דוד המלך is not a כהן, he's a regular Israel, and here is the Mishkan, what do you expect me to have? What kind of bread? He thought maybe he has some bread from Korban Todah, that anybody is allowed to eat it, but I told him there's no bread. Kim לחם קודש יש. He had some holy bread. But holy bread, אם נשמעו הנערים אך נשא, if they're very pure, the people, because he's not allowed to have it. ויאמר דוד את הכהן ויאמר לו הקים אישה אסורה לנו כתמול ששום את ריזרי פיור בצאתי והיו כל כלי הנערים קודש. Everybody kept all his dishes very holy, והוא דרך חול. That everything is permitted for me to have, because whatever you want to give me, it's permitted. What are you talking about? The Gemara says, it's talking about Lechem HaPanim. Lechem HaPanim, this is bread that was brought on the table in the Mishkan once a week on Shabbat. After the sacrifice, the spices of the bread, then if somebody that is not a Kohen is in a very dangerous situation, he may eat this bread. Since I'm here and I was on the way for a few days and I'm very hungry, since already that bread was put on the table and the spices were sacrificed in the Mishkan, even though I'm not a Kohen, I'm allowed to have it. That explanation, Vehu Derechol, this is, it's not holy. Ve'avki Ayom Mikdash Bakeli, even though that today you made it, that even today it was holy, means the Lechem HaPanim, the special bread was put on the table, was holy mainly, but since again the sacrifice spices along with the bread, while they put the bread on the table, the sacrifice says some spices to that for Levona, and says, now I'm allowed to have it, please give it to me, I'm very hungry. He's talking again, he's emphasizing that it's not for him as well, only it's as well for the people that are along with him, and he wants bread for himself and for them. But I don't know why he needs bread, why he can have some meat. Why needs bread? Any bread, anything. I'm sure they had some things over there in the Mishkan, I mean the Kohanim. It wasn't a famine. It was not a famine in the time of Shaul HaMelech. So, first I don't understand why he comes over there to the Mishkan. Maybe he comes to pray over there, maybe. But he's 3 days on the way, so you stop in the hotel, you stop in the supermarket. I'm sure he has some money in his pocket. I mean, David HaMelech has no money, he has no credit card, no wallet. He goes to the Mishkan and he wants to have bread. When he doesn't need bread, who's eating his bread? He doesn't need bread. Anything. I'm sure in the Mishkan they had something. Maybe they have some meat from sacrifices they're allowed to eat. And if not, they had sacrifices, they have them slaughter something now. So he cannot wait. Maybe it's a situation, a position that he must have something. But again, a fruit or something, I mean, they don't have anything in the Mishkan. We're talking about the Mishkan. There's a lot of people over there. It's a whole city of Nov. And says nobody can spare any food for him. He has to have this thing from the Mishkan. He walks inside the Mishkan and says, give me bread. I says, why don't you stop outside in the supermarket, in the grocery store, in the fish store, in the meat store, and buy some. Somebody says, I'm dying. It's pikuach nefesh. I'm here 3 days without food. I'm dying. I don't understand it. If you drink water, I don't think a person can die without eating. Even after 3 days, you don't die. If you drink water, you don't die. And if you're very hungry again, you don't have to come to the Mishkan and ask for food. And then you have this question, you have holy bread, it's not holy bread. I'm allowed to have it, I'm not allowed to have it. Really, I'm not allowed to have it, but since it's pikuach nefesh, so go outside, eat something outside. It doesn't say, that means all of the Kohanim maybe has in his pocket an apple. Give him an apple. What do you need the bread for? Vayitela Kohen Kodesh, the Kohen gave him some from the holy bread, it's the Gemara says, from this special bread, from Lechem HaPanim, Ki lo yashem lechem, kim lechem HaPanim, umsem etni Hashem. There's not, no other bread over there, just this bread, and they gave him this bread. That's the only bread that was there. The Gemara says what it means is on Shabbat they used to change the bread in the Mishkan and Beit HaMikdash as well once a week. The Gemara said that the bread, when the bread was put on the table, was hot when they used to take it off a week later. Says the Gemara, when Amitri used to come to Beit HaMikdash, Mishkan as well maybe, the Kohanim used to tell them, you want to see who is Hashem? We have for your proof there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu here. And says they used to pick up the table, bring the table outside, hold the table, and everybody saw that the bread is fresh, hot. After 8 days, the bread is still hot. So the Kohanim used to change, put the fresh bread, if you may say, on the table. They used to take the old bread out. The old bread was fresh as well as the new bread. There was no such thing old bread. It's like in the restaurant, in the bakery. Whenever you want to have a fresh cake, it's always fresh. It's never from yesterday. So this is this concept from Lechem HaPanim. Lechem HaPanim was always fresh. What do you mean? I have no bread from yesterday. Everything is from today. Because yesterday is also today. Because Lechem HaPanim was like this. It was a miracle. Hashem made a miracle in Bet HaMikdash, and the Gemara says this was a proof the Shekhinah Shorah b'Yisrael, you have the Shekhinah in Bet HaMikdash, to show everybody the fresh is hot. Not just fresh, the fresh was hot all the time. So the Navi tells us that this bread that was now brought to David HaMelech to eat, that's so-called the old bread, that this old bread is ready to be picked up maybe it's a new bread, it's a machloket, is you get fresh bread, it's Lechem HaPanim. The Sham Yish, the Navi says, sent in the same video permission, there is over there, a man, Avdei Shaul, Bayom, Mahu, Neitzal, Lepnei Hashem, Mishmo, Doel, Galamai. It is around there, in the Mishkan, there is a person over there, that he is from the servants of Shaul. That he is standing over there in the Mishkan, in Novi Rakuanim, his name is Doeg. Abira Ruim Asher Shaul, the Gemara said he was the head of Sanhedrin. The highest level of a person in the Bedin of Shaul is there. Is there, the Gemara says, he's telling them some halachot, it's an argument. If they do it right, they don't do it right. The Gemara said the Doeg was head of Sanhedrin. He told them the wrong halachot. He told them you're allowed to bake this bread on Shabbat. And David HaMelech was there and he asked them, what are you doing? He said, who told you you're allowed to bake it? You're supposed to bake it on Friday, just on Shabbat, to bring the new bread inside. But you're not allowed to bake on Shabbat this special bread. Even though in Bet HaMikdash you're allowed to slaughter and you're allowed to do a lot of things. You like the menorah in Bet HaMikdash on Shabbat. But the bread, David HaMelech, Machlok in the Gemara, the bread David HaMelech told him you're not allowed to bake on Shabbat. You have to bake the bread on Friday, leave it outside maybe, and then on Shabbat you bring it into the Mishkan. The Gemara says that's the sentence. The sentence tells us that man Doeg HaEdomi, that even though he's the head of Sanhedrin, he is not so capable. He's not capable. Even though the Gemara said he knows what he's doing sometimes, he knows the halachot sometimes, but he had a mistake. And just in the, maybe this is just a side thing, of course we need that statement, this part in the story for later on, but just now it means that Navit wants to tell you the bread is hot because this man told them to bake it on Shabbat, even though this would be hot anyway, because it was a miracle in Bet HaMikdash, in the Mishkan the bread was hot, but he told them, please bake it on Shabbat. Yemei David l'Achimelech ve'en yesh potach etzcha chanit o charev. Maybe you have a sword around here, or a spear. Ki gam chavi ve'gam kelai lo lakachti b'yadi ke'ev v'ramelech nachutz. Also my sword and all my instruments that I used to take with me, I don't have it with me. Because the king told me quickly run away. Again it's a lie, but again, maybe it is the kuach nefesh, so you'll have to say that. ואומר הכהן חרב גוליית הפשתי אשר קיטה בעמק האלה הנה היא לוטה ושמלה. This is that sword that you killed Goliath, it's here behind, covered with a garment, אחרי האפוד, behind the אפוד, כי אם אותה תיקח לך, כך, if you want to take this sword, כך, כן אחרת של הצד הזה, it's nothing else here. ומדוד אין כמו התנאי, so give me the sword, then he's taking the sword. ויקום דוד ויברח ביום יום פני שאול. But he ate, Gemara said he was just sick, that he ate so much, it's unbelievable how much he ate, he couldn't stop eating, was kind of a sickness that went inside him. The Gemara called it bulmus, and says that some kind of sickness, that somebody is very hungry. That's what happened to the people that came out of the Holocaust, out of the concentration camp. Thousands of people died when they came out of the concentration camp. They saw food, they just couldn't stop eating. Couldn't stop eating, they died from eating. On the spot. There's a Gemara, David HaMelech almost was in the same situation. There's a Gemara, he was hungry for 3 days, and he ate so much, says the Gemara, that he was so sick he couldn't stop eating. The Gemara has a measurement that he ate something unbelievable. I don't know, maybe he finished the whole thing, I don't know all the bread that he had of it. And even though he doesn't take anything for the for his people that he mentioned before, that he has some people waiting for him, and they also might need some bread, he doesn't take for them, he eats everything by himself, and he takes the sword and he's running away. So from that part, from Nov, after he took the bread and he ate the bread, he's going to Gat. Gat is next to Ashkelon, maybe, the other side of Eretz Israel, it's called Plishtim. He's running over there. He says, what's the idea, you're running over there? You know, Shmuel Shachamim say, he thinks, oh, this is, you know, this is outside Eretz Israel, that Shaul is not going to find him. If he's in Israel, then Shaul is going to look for him. People will say, here's David, he's going to come kill him. He's going to go to the other side, he's going to Arafat. He's going to stay with Arafat. I said, constantly, the whole book is full of wars between Am Yisrael and Plishtim. Constantly, David is the one that's chasing with them and fighting with them. They're always after him. When he got married, the Plishtim started a big war because they said, because since he got married, he won't show up in the war. Nevertheless, he did come to the war. He killed Goliath. They all hate him in the fashion. They're all afraid of him. They all hate him. Now he is running away from Shaul. So he's going to visit Achish Melech Gat. His name is Avimelech, Achish Melech Gat. Why are you going to him? He said, I'm going to him to the Chachamim because over there Shaul won't find me. What do you mean Shaul won't find you? He'll kill you on the spot. What do you mean Shaul won't find you? You're going by yourself now to visit Arafat? It's the first thing, Arafat is going to kill you. I can take a chance like this. If you don't go out today, you go to Brazil. Go to Switzerland, you know, once upon a time, isn't that? Today is Brazil. Brazil, if you go to Brazil, it doesn't matter what you did. You can stay in Brazil, nobody will find you. But you don't go to Arafat, you don't go to Palestine. Go to Palestine, he's going to Gat. He goes to Gat. He goes to Achish Melech Gat. He came to Achish Melech Gat, sent his 12 with your permission, and moved to Achish Elav, lost David Melech Haret. That's the king. That's the one. Halol, Azei, Anub, Amcholot, this is the one that all the girls used to sing. Lemur, Ikash, Shaul, Balafah, David, Rebotav. That's the one that used to sing, Shaul killed thousands, and David killed 10,000. Catch him, kill him. The Gemara says that Achish said that Achish was even better than Arafat, Machshimo. Achish said, that's not right. What do you mean? He's an innocent person. It's not a war now. You can't just go and kill him. So what? They said, well, he killed your brother. Achish was maybe Goliath's brother. Midrash says Goliath's brothers arrived to the palace and told Achish, let's kill our brother. We want to kill him. And Achish said, what do you mean you want to kill him? So he's innocent. He's not fighting with us. Now he's here. He's a tourist. He has a visa. He came without a visa. But he's not attacking anybody. How can you go kill an innocent, regular person? He's not in an army right now. He's not fighting. So they told me, what do you mean? I said, he's innocent. I said, yes, but he killed Goliath. So the Gemara says, he tells them, yeah, if he killed Goliath, he's supposed to be the king here. Because if you remember, Goliath said that Am Yisrael should bring one guy to fight him, and whoever is going to win, the nation will be slave to the other nation. So Achish all of a sudden says that he, David, is supposed to be the king of the Plishtim, since he killed Goliath, and this was the deal. Goliath said, whoever is going to kill the other side will be the slave to that side. Since David killed Goliath, it says the Plishtim is supposed to be the slave for David. Says Achish is telling them, what do you want from him? Leave him alone. He said, what do you mean leave him alone? You have to kill him. In the meantime, in the middle of the debate, David heard what's going on. He's very afraid of him. It's because there's a debate over there, there's kind of a contention, they don't know what to do with him. He's afraid he's going to kill him. What did you think in the beginning that you came over here? How did you get here?
Pardon
me now, why not Achish himself? Arafat, what do you mean? Right now, how did David know it? No, but I mean, in the first moment that he crossed the border, that he went to see Achish, how do you take a chance like this? It's Arafat. He made it, Sharon is going to Arafat.
À qui c'est Kitchen?
Ça va?
That's
the sword, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Everyone sees that
we
just walk around the sword.
I don't know if he has a sword on him, maybe. I don't know. It doesn't say, I don't know. A good question, I don't know.
Oh, most of the
snipers, I got the... I have a question for the Shoeban, 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 I have a question for the Shoeban. I'm חושבים. I don't know. Good question. There's a Navi, sentence with 14 definitions, וישנו את העמו בעיניהם ויתחולל בידם. The Gemara says like this. Once upon a time, David the Melech was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I told him, I don't understand something. May you explain to me. Hashem said, what don't you understand? I said, there's a few things in creation I don't understand. There is a sanatorium that people not 100% go over there. I says, well, this is kind of a thing that you created. Why did you create what we call a Meshuginah? For what? The Bible didn't take it as a sickness, it took it as the creation. I says, why did you create not abnormal people? What's the purpose? This I understand, the Gemara said, he said, this I understand, I don't understand this. Shote. I said, stupid, I don't understand why did you manufacture a stupid person. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, one day you'll understand. Says the Gemara, here it comes. Since Achish is having the concession, the debate with his ministers, with the cabinet, what to do with David, all of a sudden, David, what we call, slept. Slept, you said? Slept? Shakira. That crazy. What did he do? Says the Gemara, he had some saliva coming from his mouth. He took the saliva, he mixed it with something, and he wrote on the wall, Achish owes me $100 million. His wife owes me 50. His daughter owes me this. In the meantime, Achish had a not normal child in the house. So not normal, not normal child in the house, house of sleep. All kind of things, screaming, and David is answering air from the back, and they're all talking to each other in not normal language, screaming, and everybody came to Achish and says, look what's going on, look what's going on. David HaMelech is just not normal. His saliva is running through his beard, and they're screaming to each other, the daughter of Achish, to David, and he said, they owe me money, I want my money. ויום האחיש על עבדה, ונראה, תראו, איש משתגיע עליו, תביא אותו עליי. He sees it, the man is not normal. He says, what do you want from him? חתם משוגעים אני? Do I miss any crazy people? It's enough, I have my daughter. כי הבאתם את זה להשתגע עליי, אז זה יבוא לביתי, did you bring me another crazy man? Get him away from him. זה בגמרא, האחיש, send him away, and דוד המלך cross the border, and back to the hospital. זה גמרא, הקדוש ברוך הוא קורא לצור דוד המלך, אהה, נאי אנדרסטנד? מה אני מנהל אהה, מה אנדרסטנד? For this Hashem made a crazy people, דוד המלך to be saved? That's the only way Hashem can save him? Hashem wanted, דוד המלך would run and let's stand of it. If Hashem wanted, דוד המלך would not have gone over there. First דוד המלך goes over there, then he goes there, he feels he's in a trap, and he doesn't know how to get out, Hashem said, you know, make yourself משוגע. The Gemara says that David HaMelech instead ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David Rash says, David HaMelech instead ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make me crazy. I says, you see, you want to be crazy? Remember, you asked me, why did I make crazy man? Here it is, now you have to be crazy. So I'm going to make you crazy, and Nachish will say, I didn't crazy people, and the crazy people should be just sent away from the palace, and they'll send you away, and it's going to be something for you to appreciate crazy people. So that's why Hashem made crazy people. Hashem made crazy people in order for them to go to cross the border to make themselves crazy. What's the answer? I don't understand the answer. You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do you make crazy people? So obviously, again, it's not a sickness. It's something. It's a form of something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. But let me say that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made somebody smart, somebody rich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made somebody crazy. He said, you see, one day he's going to want to be crazy. He says, where? Here. He ain't going to be crazy. Yeah, I'm going to be crazy. Why did it make me crazy? I said, no, you're going to ask him to be crazy. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced David HaMelech into a situation. He should ask if he wants to be crazy. That's why Hashem made this person crazy, because David HaMelech is going to be crazy. Same question. The question is still a question. Why did Hashem make crazy people? If Hashem wanted to save David HaMelech, Hashem has its own way to save David HaMelech. You don't have to act like crazy in order to be released from Achish Melech Zat. Vayelech Mishem, chapter 22, with your permission. Vayelech David Mishem Emaleteh Me'arat Adulam Vayishmu Yerchah V'chol Bet Abib Yadu Elav Shama. So from there, from Achish, from Gat, from the border of the Plishtim, David HaMelech went, he went to a cave, it's called Adulam, and in the meantime, his brothers and his father, his mother, everybody, the cousins, they all heard about him running away from Shaul. I don't know how they heard it. He tried to keep it quiet, but they heard it. And then he came to a cave, and they all joined him at the cave. Etkatzu elav kol ish matok v'chol ish asher lo noseh v'chol ish manevesh v'yelem nesar. He made it like his little government, and whoever had any problem, or the Gemara said, all the Talmidei Chachamim around decided to join him. Even more Kamamodish, like 400 people came along with him. Very important how many, but you have to know how many people. What difference does it make if he has 400 or 4,000 or 50,000? I said he has 400 people joining him. That's what he has to know. וילך דוד משם מצפה מואב. דוד went to מצפה מואב. went to מואב, ואם אני אומר לך מואב, יצא נאביב עמי איתכם. עד אשר ידע מה יעשה לי אלוקים. went to מואב, not far from them, from Adulam. Adulam is in the south, in the Negev. They crossed from the west, where Gat is. He went to the center of the Negev, not far from Be'er Sheva. And from there he goes and he crosses to the east, and he goes to Melech Moab, and he leaves Melech Moab, his father and his mother, and says, let them stay with you until I know what to do with them, because I'm afraid that Shaul will find them and will kill them as well. So he's leaving his parents and his brothers and a lot of people along with the king of Moab, of course, it's a goy. וינחם את פני מלך מואב, and he brought them and left them over there at the king of Moab, וישבו עמו כל ימי יהודה במצודה. The Gemara said, immediately the king of Moab killed David's father, Ishai, David's mother, Yitzhak bat Adiel, David, all the brothers, besides one brother. What's behind it? ויאמר גד הנביא אל פני הנביא גד קם עובד את דוד המלך, זה מדרש told him over here, don't say, שאול is coming to kill you, or the king of, excuse me, or the king of Moab will kill you, run away from him. Don't stay over here. לך ובאת אל חיי יהודה ואל הנביא ויבוא יער חרב. דוד המלך left this place and he went to the desert. ישמע שאול כי נודע דוד והנשים אשר איתו. All of a sudden Shaul heard that David has a little government and people around him. Shaul Yashnev Bagiva, Tachat Yashil, Shaul is sitting in the Giva, in his house underneath a tree, Barama, Bachanitov, Biador, he's a spear in his hand, Bachol Avadar, Sin Zavarav, Nitzavim Alav, all his slaves, servants standing next to him, Yemen Shaul Avadar, Nitzavim Alav, Shimud of Nimin, he says, he tells his servants, listen, the children of Binyamin, Gam Lekulchem, Iten Ben Ishai, Sosu Chavim Lekulchem, Yassim Tarev Nitzamot, what do you think here that it's called Ben Ishai? David HaMelech is going to give you fields, vineyards, he's going to give you a position in the army. What's the matter with all of you? Keep shatem kulchem alai. You all made like something queue against me. Ve'en gole tosni v'chvot bni Ben Ishai. He says, nobody tells me that I know my son in a treaty with David. Ben cholem ikem alai. Nobody makes even himself sick for me. It means you don't care about me. The gole tosni tell in my ear. My son, he really appointed my slave to be someone to look for me to kill me. How come none of you going to tell me where is he? What's going on? And Rabbi Adoni, one of the people that he was the head of Sanhedrin, as you learned before, he is the head of all the states of Shaul, he is, as the Gemara said, he is the head of Bedin. He tells him, Ra'iti ben Yishai, I did see this guy. Bam Nova, he came to know, El Achimelech ben Achitub, this is HaKohen HaGadol, Vayishalo Vashem, says the lie. That's not a lie, but he says, he asked him, David HaMelech asked him to ask Hashem what to do, Betzidah, he gave him some food, also a lie. Betzchev Gurat HaPishin Natano, he gave him the sword. It says, David HaMelech was equipped, and he left, no, this is the information that he supplies Shaul. Since Shaul heard it, says Naviva, Yishmach HaMelech, Rukod HaMelech, Ben HaChitub HaKohen, immediately Shaul sent a messenger to call the Kohen HaGadol from Novet, call Bet Aviv HaKohanim, Hashem Ben Novet, Yishmach HaMelech. He said, everybody from this place should come immediately to the king. Listen to me, and he says, yes, your honor. Ve'yomer alach, verse 13, Shaul told him, Lamak shatem alat avad Yishai? Why you and David HaMelech decided to make something against me, a cue against me, b'titchal olechev, you gave him bread, v'chev, v'shalo be'elokin. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu what things he should do. Lakum elay le... He wants to kill me, you are helping him out. What are you talking about? It's your son-in-law is so devoted to you, he listens to you, he's a respected person. I didn't even suspect anything. You think today I started to ask? Every time, if he wanted to ask me, I ask a question for him, I ask Hashem a question, because he is a very important person, he is your son-in-law, he is a respectable person. What is blaming me that I ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu question for him? Don't blame me for something I don't know. I didn't know anything that you have any disagreement with him. I thought you appreciate him, everybody knows that he respects you. What are you blaming me for? You're going to be killed. Are you going to be killed, and all your family are going to be killed right now because you are together with David HaMelech against me? This is the two important people in David HaMelech's government, in Shaul HaMelech's government. He says, go kill the Kohanim, Sobu. Go around them, Vamiku Kohanim Hashem. Kill all the Kohanim, Kigam Yadam in David. They are together with David, Yadu Kivoreach. Kivoreach, who they knew David is running, it's not true of course. Belo Galu et Ozni, they didn't tell it to me. Belo Galu et Ozni, Amelech Shloch et Yadam, Vamiku Kohanim Hashem. No. They said, I'm sorry, we're not eating. We're not going to kill them. You have to listen to a king, yes, but not to kill people. We're not going to kill them. Even though Shaul HaMelech commanded them to kill, they said, I'm not going to kill. And HaMelech HaDoyeg, that's Doyeg, Sobatar, says, you, the head of Sanhedrin, says, you go, you do the job. Ufgah b'Kohanim, you kill them. V'yisov Doyeg, Adomi, v'yisov b'Hu b'Kohanim. And he decided to kill the Kohanim. V'yamet, v'yom ma'ush, 85 ish nosef, v'bat ez Gemara. He killed 85 people, that each one of them was capable to become Kohen Gadol. With Novi Rakhonim, then question, who did it? If he did or Shaul HaMelech did, decided just to destroy and kill all the Kohanim in Nov. Nov was the city that all the Kohanim dwell at the time. So he sent an army over there, or Doeg did it, the question, who did it? And he went and he killed everybody. He destroyed everybody, every live person or animal he killed. Besides, says the Navi, one. He says only one person was able to run away, his name is Eviatar ben Achitub. If he would have died, he would not have Kohanim today. This was the last Kohen on earth. So all the Kohanim were killed.
They're all in one city?
They're all in one city, no.
Only 85 Kohanim?
No. 85 Kohanim are the war capable to become Kohen Gadol, Nosei Chodbaz. The rest of the Kohanim were in the city. They ran to the city. They killed all the ladies and all the babies. They killed the bulls, the donkeys, the sheep, everything. The Gemara said, one Kohen was able to run away, is Eviatar. If he would have been killed, he wouldn't have Kohanim. How dangerous the situation was, says the Gemara, that later in Sefer Melachim, the Navi tells us, that was a lady, her name was Atalia. Atalia was a Mirshat, a queen, a rebbe's queen. She killed all the descendants of David HaMelech, besides one, Yoash. And Yoash, Yehoyada HaKohen, took him, put him inside Kodesh HaKodeshim, until he was 7 years old. When he was 7 years old, he took him out, and then they killed Atalia, and from Yoash we have Mashiach. And says the Midrash, if Eviatar would have been killed, then we wouldn't have Mashiach. Because then Atalia would have killed this guy, little baby Yoash as well. Yoash was able to escape. Since Eviatar was able to escape, this gave his hood to David HaMelech that his great-grandchild would be able to escape. Otherwise, we wouldn't have anybody from the David HaMelech family anymore because Atalia killed everyone besides one person, besides Yoash. You see that really this is not so simple, the whole situation. That if Chas v'Shalom Eviatar would be killed, David HaMelech, we wouldn't have Mashiach today. So what's really behind the whole story? David HaMelech is right. I mean, David HaMelech ran, he was the Pikuach Nefesh. He's hungry, and he is an innocent person. He's just an innocent person. The Gemara will tell us that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset about this death of Novi HaKohanim, blamed David in a way. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked David HaMelech, what punishment you want for that? Even though it sounds again from the Navi, it's a Pikuach Nefesh, it's innocent. Shaul HaMelech is half crazy, he wants to kill him. He runs away, he comes to Novi HaKohanim, he comes to the Mishkan, he's hungry. And the guy gave him bread. He's allowed to have this bread, Lechem HaPanim, because it's Pikuach Nefesh, he's going to die. He's the guy over there that he realized that this is David HaMelech, he knows him. He goes back to Shaul. He tells Shaul HaMelech Lashon Hara about him, about the Kohen HaGadol, about David HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech again is crazy, he's crazy. He says, you are part of this queue, rebel against me. He goes and kills innocent people, goes and destroys the whole Navi HaKohanim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells David HaMelech, Ad Matai Yavon Yir HaKohanim B'yadecha. Well, I tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech, this thing of Navi HaKohanim is really your fault. I says, what did David HaMelech do? Did not do anything? And yes, the Gemara says that we're lucky that one Kohen was able to run away. And if Chas v'Shalom would not be able to run away, David HaMelech again would have lost all his family completely because that city of Novi HaKohanim. But what did he do? He didn't do nothing. So sentence 20, Vayimaled ben Echad v'Achimelech v'Nachtev v'Shmoy Betar, one son of Achimelech, the Kohen HaGadol, his name was Eviatar, was able to run away. Vayivrach Aharei David, he ran after David HaMelech, and he caught David HaMelech, Vayagid Eviatar l'David, ki ha'akshol et Kohanei Hashem. Eviatar told David the tragedy that Shaul killed all the Kohanim. And David Eviatar, Yadati Bayom Ahu, at that time when I arrived over there, I already knew it is a problem. Kisham Doega Adomi, Ki Aged Yagid LeShaul. I saw this guy over there. And I knew this guy is going to tell about me to Shaul. Anochi Saboti Bechol Nefesh Betavicha, I am the one that am responsible for the death of all your family. Shvai Tis, please stay with me, dwell with me, Al Tira. Don't be afraid. I'm guarantee your life. Stay with me. I'm going to watch you over.
Yeah, I don't know, it's not exactly what it said. I mean, there's some contradiction about it, that he was the last Kohen, but that's the Midrash. Now he says like this. What's really behind this story? What's really behind it? So the Gemara says that when Shaul HaMelech, when Shmuel HaNavi, I'm sorry, appointed David HaMelech, he looked at David HaMelech and he said, oh, he reminds me Esav. He's Admoni, he was ready. So I really don't like this guy so much that he should be the king of Amisrael. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel HaNavi, yes, it's true, he's red-headed, but he has also nice eyes, so don't worry about his redness, it's not so important. But again, Shmuel, when he looked at David HaMelech, he saw Esav inside. What does it mean exactly? Now he says that in every war or every suffering that Am Yisrael suffers is because Yaakov Avinu cheated, as we may say, Yitzchak Avinu, again with the permission of his mother, of course. But the Midrash says clearly that even though the Tzidkah told Yaakov Avinu the Ruach HaKodesh, I know that what's going on, he's supposed to get the blessing, but the act that Yaakov Avinu cheated Yitzchak Avinu, this was a mistake. The Midrash says clearly, since Yaakov Avinu, we may say, cheated and got the brachot in this sneaky way, therefore, constantly, Am Yisrael will suffer from the goyim because Yaakov Avinu was not 100% correct. You should not have said, oh, the Gemara said, yes, he said, yes, my name is Esav, Yaakov, my name is Yaakov, Esav is the Bechor. Nevertheless, the Midrash says, says Dari, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not happy with his statement. This means the after, of course, Yaakov had to run away, and he was not able to stay with his parents. Of course, the Tzar would say that he has to go look for Shiduch, but the idea is that the Tzar knows that his son wants to kill him. Since he did not say the right words, it goes back, says Ari, the Gemara says in Pesach Avot that one of the things that Kadosh Baruch Hu expects from someone is to answer exactly what you've been asked. Do not answer a question with a statement that you weren't asked. Adam HaRishon, for example, says, Dari, that Kadosh Baruch Hu asked him, did you eat from the tree? He said, my wife gave it to me. He said, I didn't ask you that. I just asked you if you did you eat. The answer for this question is yes or no. I didn't ask you who gave it to you. You didn't answer right. When I ask you something, you have to answer straight. Of course, Shaul is crazy. It's true. But this is a test on David HaMelech, says Dari. That he's going to run. He's not going to have what to eat. There's no famine, but he can't find anything to eat. Because he can't find anything to eat, and you're going to come, and you're going to say the wrong statement. Ahimelech is going to ask you, what are you doing here by yourself? You don't have anybody coming along with you? Where's all the soldiers, the people that accompany you? He says, where are they here? They're hiding over there, they're hiding there. Says, why could you say this? Let's forget about it. Just come to the point. Ask you a question. He says, how come you're by yourself? He says, okay, I'm by myself. Don't make up stories. Why are you making up stories? Then he's debating with him, this and that, he wants this, he wants that. And he wants a sword. He says, what do you need a sword for? What do you need a sword for? Where's he need a sword? Who said he need a sword? Now, this is something, again, something very comparable to the fight, if we may say, that Yaakov had with Esav. And the Torah says, Yaakov, Nathan, and Esav, Lechem, on Jesus, Hashem, Esav came one day from the field, he's hungry, he's dying. He's dying, so Yaakov says, don't worry, don't die, I'll give you something to eat, don't worry. instead just tell me the Torah, it says, okay, so it means the Paraim, it says it's having two major complaints against us. It says that Yaakov Avinu was not straight 100% to him. Again, that's what the Midrash says, that Yaakov Avinu should not have even get the brachot in the way he got it. You have to be 100% straight. And it says Yaakov Talan Sam Lechem, he gave him bread, his son was very hungry, and he's taking advantage of him. Since he's hungry, he says, no, I want to be the Kohen, I want to be the Kohen. He says, how did you get the Kohen? How do you want to be Kohen? He says, you're trying to get the Kohen because you're pressing on somebody who's very hungry, and you're telling him, I'm going to give you from that soup, I'm going to give you this bread, only if you tell me this path is called Kohen. But here it is, here's the Kohanim, and here's David HaMelech is hungry, and he's going to come over here, and he has no food, and he said, I want food. He's going to say the wrong statements. He says, it's not a lie exactly, of course, it's Pikuach Nefesh. He says, his son is also Pikuach Nefesh. His son is hungry, he's very hungry, he comes from the field, creating conditions with him. This is what you're telling him. He says, that act caused later that his son was very upset at Yaakov, and Yaakov has run away, and his son is running, he's chasing after him, trying to kill him. I said that Yaakov Avinu David HaMelech is almost the same entity, says Dari. And this is really what Shaul Shmuel saw. David HaMelech is red. He said, oh, I see Esav. What do you mean, see Esav? David HaMelech is not Esav. He says, no. I see over here it's called Tikkun Esav. I see that David HaMelech here is involved. He's involved over here with that act that Yaakov and Esav. Dari, that's why it says over here that he has 400 people with him. You remember, when Esav went to meet Yaakov, Esav had 400 people, so that is only 400 people. It's 400 bad angels that were created to attack Yaakov Avinu. It's not that Esav has 400 people, Yaakov is not afraid of 400 people. It's the number 400 people that you find in the Tanakh, says Dari, is bad entity. The number 400 is a bad entity. That says that we went to Mitzrayim for 400 years. Number 400 is not a good number. Zari, that's what the Navi is going to tell you, that David HaMelech has 400 people. He says, who cares how many people he has? What Navi is to tell you he has 400 people? That's the concept of Esav. The concept of Esav is that Yaakov is going to have to run away. He says, David HaMelech is running away. He's running for his life as well. Zari, this is something very similar again that Yaakov, if you remember, the Gemara says Yaakov looked like Adam HaRishon. The first person the Gemara said, it looked like Adam HaRishon was Yaakov Avinu.
The second one,
Yosef. The third one? Rabbi Yochanan. So Yaakov looks like Adam HaRishon. He says, the same thing, the same concept, what's going on is going to be like Adam HaRishon. And says that, again, Adam HaRishon, when we say eat from something he's not supposed to eat, and this is something that David HaMelech is going to go through, he has no food because maybe it's a punishment. But he says, he is eating it, he baked it like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, I don't understand something. He says, what don't you understand? He says, I don't understand why you have crazy people in this world. Why did you make this kind of concept crazy? So then, yes, Adam HaRishon also, the Gemara said, Min Hayar. Adam HaRishon also had some kind of questions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he doesn't understand certain things. And this, David HaMelech is the same, of course, is the same entity as Adam HaRishon as well, and he also is acting like Adam HaRishon. And like I said, you don't understand, I'll make sure one day that you act crazy. He says, you don't know what you're doing, you don't even know what you're doing. He says, look, he says, you're running away from Shaul, you're going to Arafat, you're going to the Achish Melech Gat. He says, just to show you don't know what you're doing. And says, this is like a continuation of Adam HaRishon. As the Gemara said, "En Adam Choter El Nirsa Baruach Shut," it says, Adam, a person makes a scene, also it means he got himself some wind of craziness inside him. He says, this is what really David HaMelech is asking. He's asking, he wants to know, what's going on? He says, what do you mean, you asking what's going on? That's what's going on, this is going to cause you guys to run away, people will chase you. And you are responsible for the death of the Kohanim. That's the Gemara will say in Masechet Yevamot. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Melech, you are responsible. As the Gemara said, if this Kohen Eviatar would not have been able to run away and save himself, David HaMelech would have been punished. All his descendants would be killed. And he says, he's innocent. Of course he's innocent. But that innocent is not exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected from Adam HaRishon and Yaakov Avinu as well from David HaMelech. And of course, pikuach nefesh, it's true that you have to have something to eat, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will drive you in a way, and he will show you what's going to cause something that is not 100% straight. So of course, you're allowed to say, I mean, I'm hungry, yes, but you don't have to say so many things that's really irrelevant, and to try to cover up certain things, or to do certain things that really not necessary. It's not necessary, you don't need a sword, you don't need anything. So you're not asking for anything. You're asking, you have a piece of bread for me? Fine. Why? You don't have to tell him anything. Don't ask him no questions. You see this guy sitting over there. Why do you have to ask him something? Why do you discuss with him all these things? So this is really to show us that this is something what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we say, demanded, what the Aris says, the Midrash says from Yaakov Avinu, that we suffer still from the, if we would say, not 100% honest. Chachamim say that this is really the time, so Chachamim say David HaMelech made chapter 15 in Tehillim. It says, if you want to know what Hashem wants from you, or who is Hashem like so much, it says, it says, you never lie, you never say anything. It says, 15 things David HaMelech counts that Hashem wants from you. One of the things he says, you have to be straightforward all the time, and in the heart you should always say the truth. Never mind in your mouth, even in your heart you should say the truth. The Gemara tells us what it means, that one of the Chachamim was saying tefillah, and somebody came and wanted to buy something from him, to purchase something from him, and because he was in the middle of tefillah, he didn't answer him. And he just raised the price. He said, maybe you want higher price, higher price. And then the Gemara after he finished praying, and the guy said, no. He said, no, the first original price that you offered, that's the price. I just couldn't talk because I was praying, not because I wanted to have a higher price for you. The Gemara is called Dover and Medjubavo. You have to be so honest in order, Miyagubo Olecha, if you want to dwell around the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to be 100%. And the Gemara will tell us, this is what David HaMelech meant when he was making that chapter 15 Tehillim, is when all those things that are going to happen right now is going to blame it, if we may say, of not 100% behavior truthfully, and what we call Tamim Tehim Hashem Elokecha, that you just act very simple without asking too many questions, don't try to know too many things. It's not your business why Hashem made this, why Hashem made that, why Hashem did not create this. It's not your business. This is one of the results we have. This is Parashat Tamim Tehim Hashem Elokecha. This is really what caused the death of Novi Rakhwani. Of course, Shaul is crazy. You drove him crazy. You, by asking these questions to the Kohen HaGadol, by telling him this kind of story to the Kohen HaGadol, by staying over there and debating and telling him all these things, it's not your business. You just said, I'm hungry, give me a piece of bread. And that's the end of it. Instead, you started to say all kinds of stories. Again, something similar to what Yaakov Avinu did to Yitzhak Avinu, his father, something similar to what Yaakov Avinu, we say, eliminated Esau from bread. And this is the debate. It's the beginning of understanding. He's very hungry. He comes from the field. He's very hungry. Something very similar to Esav. It says, look, that's what the Gemara says, that Esav really on the ball more than us. Says the Gemara, Esav cried, and 2.5 tears, if I may say, came out of his eyes. While Yaakov Avinu was enjoying himself, if I may say, getting the brachot, the Gemara said Esav was very upset, cried. Says the Gemara, if he would have cried and the tear would go down a little bit more, Am Yisrael would not have the ability to exist anymore. Again, nothing. Well, what's wrong with it? Yaakov Avinu came and got the bracha. Again, says David, because the Midrash says you got the bracha with not 100% honesty. If you have gotten the bracha with 100% honesty, Esav would not have cried so much, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be upset at us. This is the message. This is the chotemet של HaKadosh Baruch Hu emet. The signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truth. This is Rabbi Yonai Sharei Tshuva. He says, you want to do Tshuva before Slichot, before Rosh Hashanah. He says, the first thing when you do Slichot and Tshuva is to be 100% straight, forward, in your heart and in your mouth. You don't say anything. Rabbi Yonai, the Tzadikim, the Chachamim, are more afraid of saying a lie than a theft. This is because that's the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Chachamim said, if you say in 18 on Rosh Hashanah, Kata Elohim Emet, Uzbacha Emet, Vekayam La'ad. That says, before we finish 18 of the long 18 on Musaf, we say, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your truth, and you are the truth. Of course it is. That's what Chachamim know. What it means is that's the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Truth. That says, that is Yaakov Ishtam. He said, Emet LeYaakov is not just Emet LeYaakov, it's me. So we have to fix, as Ari, the truth. And it is the test for David HaMelech to be 100% straightforward, even though in situation that's called Pikuach Nefesh, you have to say every word to be 100% in order to avoid the tragedy. Since you did all these things, says the Gemara, the trap was that Shaul HaMelech came and killed the Nevi Kohanim. Almost we lost Mashiach because of not saying all the truth straightforward. When you're not saying Shabbat, the first thing we do to Shabbat before Selichot is to say the truth, to be straightforward. Almost crazy. The Master said he's not going to be punished for that. It's crazy. But he's driving crazy. I know, but he's driving crazy.
Yeah, yeah.